With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Reger. Federal officials are recommending approval of a plan to block new mining claims for 20 years on public lands in the mountains north of Yellowstone National Park. U.S. Forest Service Woman spokeswoman Marna Daly said the local head forester endorsed the plan to withdraw 30,000 acres in Montana's scenic Paradise Valley from new claims for gold, silver, platinum, and other minerals.
We're psyched. We're really excited.
That's Colin Davis, a founding member of the Yellowstone Gateway Business Coalition, a group of hundreds of Park County land and business owners fighting proposed local mining plans.
You know, it's news we have hoped for and a lot of us have worked really hard for. It seems like an administrative withdrawal is imminent.
A final decision is up to the Office of U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, who says it could be finalized in the coming weeks. Again, Colin Davis.
And Interior Secretary Zinke has expressed support of this publicly on so many occasions. I can't imagine that the wind would be blowing in an opposite direction.
The withdrawal would affect public lands, not existing mining claims or exploration on private lands. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Shaylee Reger.